and nature seen. Quenched his face where he never been. A zigzag wanderer, a zigzag wanderer. You can dance, you can paint with these old timbers. Cross my knees, cross my shield, pull away my lance. Zigzag time, crazy mile. Zigzag dreams, zigzag dreams.
Like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony. A symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch. Now the orchestration different. finado. When your heart belongs to me completely, then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me. There will be no disaffinado. When your heart belongs to me completely, then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I can sit on your shoulder. You can be my perch, and I can sing you a song. I hope you can sing to the world, and I can be your little songbird. When you wake up in the morning, before you've had your first cup of coffee, before you lit your first cigarette of the day, I can be the soundtrack to your morning and to the evening when you go to bed, and I can be your little songbird. When you step out my front door, you're lighting your fifth cigarette of the day. We're walking down the street, you're stepping onto the train. We've got the whole world to greet, and I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world, and I can be your little songbird. When you get home at the end of the day, you're tired and you're weary. You're putting out your last cigarette as the sun is setting. You're crawling into bed. I'll sing you a lullaby into the morning light, and I will sing softly but still can be heard, and I can be your little songbird. I can sit on your shoulder. Baby, baby, you can be my perch, and I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world, and I can be
your, I can be your little songbird, your songbird, and I can be your little songbird.
Thank you. To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I've seen men look look at her before, baby, I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I had my pain, I drowned my trouble. Drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my trouble. I'm drinking doubles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I have my pain.
Here we go.
Say something once.
At my house I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles, where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Time that I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
took what chance I had left, and I tore it apart now.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Too soon. Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, up on the ground, an appointment or disappointment, set back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder, oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at it before. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such a come down.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.